You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. You're in for a rare treat tonight. And a good one. Yes, I think you're going to have a lot of fun. Because I'm still working with a computer 6 days now. I have got up at 8 o'clock in the morning or earlier and been in front of these computers until late at night. I think the earliest that I ever stopped was 10 p.m., and sometimes late into the morning, and I'm still doing it. We're very close now, and I mean very close. For the first time, when we boot up Windows NT, we're getting that boot up sound, you know, the Microsoft, or however it goes. I don't remember the exact, I don't remember the words to that tune, actually. In the studio with me tonight, I have Pauline and Tim Mull. And they're going to do tonight's broadcast while I continue to work on these computers. I've got to get these computers fixed and back up. And I'm so close. I mean, it's just everything is, believe me, folks, it's a lot better than it was 6 days ago, but it's still not working properly. And so I'm still slaving away. I have a tremendous headache from staring at computer screens. And frankly, my dear, I just really don't want to stare at a microphone. So Pauline is going to run the broadcast tonight. Her guest is her husband, Tim. And they're going to, they're going to have a lot of fun, and so are you. Now, please bear with them, because this is the first time they've ever done a broadcast alone in the studio with all these buttons staring them in the face, and they have to know when to push the right one. They will open the phones later. When they do, please, you know, be nice. Treat them right, because these are my dear, dear friends. And I mean that sincerely. These two people are just precious to me. And, maybe some night I'll tell you about Pauline and Tim and what all they do and how hard they work and what they've contributed to our cause. And believe me, it's been an awful lot. So, I'm going to do some little jingle stuff here, but before I do that, I want to introduce you to Tim. Tim, welcome to the Hour of the Time.
Hello, everybody.
Pauline.
I'm here.
Pauline is the host. Tim is the guest, and here we go off into Jingle Land. Jingle Land. I don't know which one it is. Let me see here. We got
number two.
You'd like number two? Okay, we'll do number two. Here we go. Jingle Land.
Run testing from A right to you, a 50,000 watts come through, America's great radio. This is the planet.
All righty.
All right, you guys, how'd you like that?
Well, we're going to attempt to do the show today since I was asked at the last minute. What would we talk about?
Well, I don't know, we can begin on with a lot of things.
Well, let's tell them what we do ourselves. We're into health and
alternative medicine.
Yeah. And we handle the Dr. Wallach information packet that you folks have been calling in on and wanting. And we can talk about that, too, if you like. If you have any questions on that or anything else, you're welcome to ask. We will do what we can in answering them. So.
And we're not experts on it, but I've been taking it for 6 years, and I can tell you some wonderful stories. It's healed a lot of people.
Yeah. We have a lot of testimonies I'm trying to get together right now, so we can let you hear about what Dr. Wallach's stuff has done, or his products has done for other people. So, I don't know. Why don't we go ahead and open the phones? Maybe you guys out there can help us along here.
Well, let me tell you something first. This studio is absolutely amazing. And I thought it would be, oh, no problem, hon. I can do the show. As soon as I walk in here, I got sweat dripping off my nose. It's definitely scary.
Well, now
but we're having fun. We're having fun.
Now everybody can understand what I went through when I first did it with Bill. So
I teased her when she came home. I told her I could hear her giggling in the background, and there's nothing to be nervous about. Believe me, I'm in bad shape right now.
So why don't we go ahead and open the phones? It's 520-333-4578. You guys out there, help us. You know, we'll try to answer any questions you have.
Yeah. Well, if you want, let's try to talk about the Wallach stuff or maybe some herbs. I'm like a self-trained herbalist. I've believed in herbs ever since my brother Jerry showed me the right path to healing your body. So just open the lines. 520-333-4578 is the number.
Well, let's go to some music right now, because right now I can't think of anything to say, so we'll just play some music.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Pauline, Tim.
Yes.
This is Kyle.
Hello,
hi, Kyle.
I'm glad you guys are in on the radio tonight, because I had a question, and I didn't know if Bill would be able to answer it or not.
I'll do my best.
Concerning the alternative medicines.
Yes, sir.
What I'm looking for is a book that not only tells you, let me give you an example. Not only how to grow echinacea, what parts of the plant, like I know you can use the roots and the flowers and the leaves for different applications. And I can't find a book through all the organic seed companies that I deal with that gives everything all in one book. Some will tell you how to prepare the herbs and what they can be used for, but I'm looking for a book that really has all of those things together.
Well,
right
off the bat, I can't really give you the name of one, but at the end of the show, you might want to call me, and I'll give you my email address.
Okay.
Drop me an email, and I'll do some research. There are some incredible books out there. I have a library of about 50, 60 books. And you are right. Some of them only tell you how to prepare the plant. Some of them tell you how to grow the plant.
Right. That's what I've been running into.
But what I found is the best part of the plant, and you can never go wrong, is the root. The root is the best.
Would that be considered the most the strongest part
of
the plant?
I can't remember the active chemical that grows in the root, but that's where the potent part of the plant.
Now, is that generally for all plants?
There's some plants if you eat the root, it'll knock you in the ground.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's you have to have some knowledge. You know, that's where people make mistakes with herbs. They think you're eating herbs, so they're safe.
Right.
Herbs are just as dangerous as pharmaceuticals.
Right. Yeah. And this is, some people said, well, no, not really. You don't have that much to worry about. And I've heard contrary to that. I've been kind of leery of some of those.
Yeah. I have a friend that went out in the desert, and he picked some herb called Mormon tea. It's so well known. It's called ephedra.
And that guy took one chop of that root, and he could have hiked 100 miles an hour. I mean, and you just got to be careful. You know,
okay.
you just can't go off on a whim.
All right. Say, for instance, like I have St. John's wort growing next to my echinacea.
Yes.
And then I got Chinese licorice.
Uh-huh.
And the St. John's and the echinacea is just growing like crazy, doing real well. But the Chinese licorice is... it's been about the same height all summer long. It hardly grew
now,
at
now, do you know if, how high the plant is supposed to be? Because these type of books will tell you that.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm looking for. I didn't know, like, is it too clay soil? Or
it's a good possibility. It could be too alkaline. You may not have enough.
Too much manure, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't like using manure.
No?
No, that's my own personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look... If he actually did an analysis on the manure, where does the cow or the steer get his food from?
Mm-hmm.
Mineral depleted soils. Okay, so you can put all the manure in the world on here. Yes, manure is okay, but the best stuff that I found, Wallach sells it. It's the actual humic shale. It has up to 77 trace minerals in it.
Right.
You talking about nutritional input when you start growing with that stuff?
I've seen it in Dr. Wallach's catalog.
The best.
Now, the application that you can use that for, would it be wiser just to, say, use it just around the plant itself rather than trying to spread it on the whole area? Because I have like 3 acres that I take.
Well, if I remember right, this stuff fertilized like 15 pounds can do 1,000 square feet.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I don't
know
the figures.
So,
right,
yeah, well, if you're going to take a little teaspoon, that would be my thing, I that I would use. You got to be careful because, you know, over-fertilizing can burn a plant.
I have a whole section in my farm operation there that's, I'd say, about a quarter of an acre where I piled the manure, and it just burned everything. Even though I spread it out later, it all seeped into the soil. And you can see a distinct track where I spread it out, where everything is just doing real, real green.
Yeah.
And an area that had too much manure,
mm-hmm.
the plants were just... thin, some didn't even sprout, so I knew I did something wrong with the manure at that point. But I have 2 horses and ducks and geese and chickens, and I got to do something with it.
Well, exactly. That's what I mean. You know, it's better than just sitting at the side.
Right.
But mix this with it. I mean, if you really had to use any kind of waste product, worms. Yes. Oh, that's. That puts the bacteria back into the soil, you know, the good stuff. It, worms, go to I don't know where they would sell them at, but...
Are you talking like night crawlers that you can buy for
or bait? Or just some red worms, night crawlers. That makes the soil, it aerates the soil.
Now, are you talking about just buying thousands of the worms and letting them loose?
I don't suggest buying 1,000 because they multiply.
Okay. But you're talking about just letting them loose on your farm?
You betcha.
Okay.
You betcha. Now, you know, if you till, well, then the poor little thing's going to get chopped up, but, you know.
What about in the garden area? Wouldn't that be even better?
Yeah, so, especially when it comes to, like, fruit and vegetables, nuts and grains, you will notice a horrendous difference in flavor, texture, this is the quality of the food, because remember, there's not enough soil, there's not enough minerals left in the ground.
Right.
And organic just means, you know, there's no chemicals.
Right.
It doesn't guarantee that there's more... minerals and vitamins in it.
Right. It doesn't mean that you're adding anything. You're actually eliminating things rather than adding to it.
Exactly. And I'm a firm believer that crop rotation does not work. I don't see how it can.
I've never really concentrated on that, but I have, you know, from memory, just remembered, okay, I planted potatoes here last year, so I don't want to plant them there again. I plant them, you know, on the other end of the acre or something.
Well, I think the theory is something like, you know, the potato pulls out all the potassium out of the ground, so if you keep doing that after over and over and over again, it really sucks it dry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right,
hey, you know what? Pauline just wrote me a note here. Let me go and give you my email.
Well, wait a minute. Can I write to you at Bill's address? Because I'm Y2K compliant. I don't have a computer.
Oh, okay. Sure. No
so
problem.
I'll just send you my name and address.
Okay, yeah, well, Pauline opens up most of the mail here anyway, so I'm sure we'll see it.
Okay. And also, Pauline.
Yes?
Boy, you get product out really fast. I'm glad you're there helping Bill out.
Well, thank you.
I know he's swamped with absolutely everything that he needs to do and get done on a daily basis.
So I don't see how this man's been doing it for so long.
I don't either.
He's incredible.
I know it.
Hey, thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, well, that was good.
Well, that was good for our first phone call.
We need more of them, guys. You got to help us out here. We're going to just look at each other.
Nah, we can figure out something to do.
We
have a bunch of friends out there. Oh, hey, we have another call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bill. Listen, I've talked to Bill before, and I've talked to Dr. Wallach. And
yeah, if I remember right, you were on the show. You called in on the show, didn't you?
Yeah, that was months ago.
I have a very good memory.
Oh, that's very good. Well, you know what? On his tape, The Doctors Don't Lie,
yeah.
I went to the local college, and I hunted down the January 1973 edition of National Geographic.
Yeah.
And the other Time magazine on vitamins really work for you and the rest of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all very true what he says. I mean, I hunted it down. It's great. It's dynamite. I photocopied it. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I've done some of the research that Dr. Wallach claimed when I first heard his tape.
Oh yeah.
And it's if you actually like Bill, he pounds it in our head. You got to remember, do the research. If it don't pan out, guess what? It's not the truth.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'm 50 years old, and I've been taking colloidal minerals for close to 2 years. And before that, I was having a bunch of problems, and they ran tests on me at the doctor's office and everything and this and that. And I found the tape that Doctors Don't Lie. I had it. And I got me some colloidal minerals and started taking them. And a month later, I went into the doctor's office, and they ran the same test on me as a follow-up. And they said, the three doctors of this clinic came out and said, what are you doing? And I said to them, I've been taking colloidal minerals and, you know, various herbs and the rest of that. And they said,
mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Keep on doing what you're doing. I said, why can't you tell everybody to do that? Oh, the FDA won't let us do that.
Well, it's probably because they can't go into their pocket and rip out a prescription pad.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not getting a kickback like a CAT scan or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But my hair was turning gray. It's turning blonde again.
Yeah. That's one of the first things I noticed, really a significant notice. My beard, you know, if I don't shave for 2-3 days, the tips of gray was at the end instead of at the root. And after a couple of years, it actually goes away. Now, I've been taking minerals and vitamins hardcore, Doc Wallace, for about 6 years now.
Yeah.
It really depends on the quality and the purity. There's a lot of companies out there. And I'm not saying theirs don't work or they're not any good, but there's always something better. And so far, I haven't found anything better.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I have, you know, I'm the dealer in American Longevity, you know. And, it's a darn good product. Can't beat it. And I used to have liver spots on me. Guess what? I don't got them no more. My vision is improved. My hearing's improved. It's just fantastic. I can work around all these kids. After 2 hours, they're crying, Mommy, pick me up, and I'm still going like the ever-ready rabbit. And they ask me, how do you do it? Well, listen to this tape. You know? And so it works. I mean, it really does work. And I think Dr. Wallach is a great, great attribute to the United States and to medicine worldwide. If they would only listen to him.
That's true. If they would. We have a, right now I'm trying to work on it, but we have a few friends and a few other people that we know with testimonies that came back to us and told us how the product has worked for them. And I tell you, this is amazing what Dr. Wallach came across.
Oh, yeah. And I used to have arthritis, too, but I take Nox, take gelatin capsules along with colloidal minerals every day. And guess what?
What?
In the last almost 2 years, I have not been bothered with pains in my joints or bones.
Well, that's wonderful.
Period.
Yeah.
Bill. And I'm 50, and I feel like I'm 25. In fact, I want to get married again.
Well, that sounds great.
Who knows? Maybe I'll be fathering children after 200 years old. some of these people.
Can I butt in for just a second?
Sure.
I'm listening to this while I'm working on the computer, and I just realized something. I forgot to inform you that both Pauline and Tim are registered nurses. And, of course, they're too modest to tell you that right up front.
But sometimes embarrassing.
But Tim and Pauline are both registered nurses. They're not some flakes that fell off the wall out there. So the people that you're talking to, they pretty much know what they're talking about. And that's all I wanted to say, and I got to get back because...
Thanks, Bill.
It just crashed again.
Oh,
thanks,
no.
Thanks, Bill.
He said thanks.
You're
welcome, he says.
But really, other people that have started to take it, you know, and I've sold them the products and the rest of that, they've noticed a great difference. They feel 20 years younger. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
I wish I knew what I knew now 20 years ago.
I bet that's what a lot of people think.
And another thing is I do not eat margarine or man-made fats.
That has been proven over and over again, that it builds up rancid fat under your skin, and that's what causes them age spots on your hands.
Yeah.
They call them liver spots. If you have them on your hands, you got them under your scalp and your head.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you very much for calling.
Oh, yeah. God bless you. I wish you the best.
Yeah, you
I
all.
Too.
Have a good night.
Good night.
All right. That's great.
We're just moving right along.
All right, you guys.
Well, Pauline, why don't you tell them a little bit about what you do with your nursing?
Oh, well, a few folks were listening last week. I take care of Lula, the one Bill did that birthday for Lula and for WBCQ, I believe is what the station is called.
That's
okay.
What it is.
I take care of her during the day, and what else? I don't know.
She's a private caretaker. Let's just pause this conversation for a minute. We got a call coming in.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening, Paul and Tim.
Good evening. How
Hello.
Are you?
Okay, I can't hear you too well.
All right, how's that?
Okay, a touch better. Can I tell you what pharmaceuticals I'm taking?
Sure.
Yeah, but don't ask me to make any claims, because remember, I'm not a doctor and I can't... prescribe and diagnose, okay?
Okay, it's fluoxetine, risperidone, lorazepam, clonazepam, procyclodine, and omeprazole.
Are you a nervous person?
Well, the thing is, I stopped taking them all, and I couldn't get any help where I live. Nobody had the answers. They just said, you got to stay on them, okay? Now, I went off them about 2 months ago. But the only thing that I find that I can replace it with is smoking marijuana. Now, is there a reason for that, or is there something I can take in lieu of marijuana?
When it comes to that, I cannot answer anything. That is a controlled substance by law. I can't tell you anything about that. What I can tell you, there is some herbs that will help you calm down.
Okay.
St. John's wort is a alternative to Prozac. It's been proven over and over again, the alkaloids that are in that plant works phenomenally.
Yeah.
There's also another one, valerian root, passion flower, chamomile, I can go on. There's a bunch. There's one, do you remember tryptophan from years ago?
Sure do.
Well, they took that off the market, and that just opened the door for Prozac. But
right, and then Lubox came on after that.
Exactly. Now, you can buy that in a health food store.
Right.
It's called L5-hydroxytryptophan, or L5-HTP.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with you. Thank you. Bye. All right.
Well, Pauline, I'm hogging up the mic, it looks like. Wow, we got another caller. We're doing great.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to turn my radio off.
Yeah, please.
You keep talking about this doctor. What's his name, Wallace? Because I want to buy this book if he has one.
Well, he has a couple of different books. If I remember right, he has one that's called Let's Play Doctor. Actually, it's an incredible book. It tells you how to work with minerals and vitamins. There's over 400 different diseases in this book that he says how to help your body with minerals and vitamins and some herbs.
Okay,
he has
his name?
W-A-L-L-A-C-H.
Oh, okay. I listen to the show all the time. I got through last week and I talked to Bill and told him what a great man he was because, you know, all the stuff he informs us and everything.
Yeah.
And I try to eat healthy, you know, and try to do the right thing. But
that's hard to do.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Because you've been eating wrong so long, it's hard to get away from it.
Yeah, that's true. He also has another book out called Rare Earth. I don't know if you heard of that one.
Yeah, no. Forbidden Cures.
Yeah.
Rare Earth, yeah.
Rare Earth.
Oh, Rare Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And that last guy that, the first guy that called that said he had arthritis and it's gone.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
What herb did he take? I don't have it, but my sister does. She's taken everything under the sun and nothing works.
There, Dr. Wallach has a formula. What's it called, Pauline? Pig arthritis
formula. Yeah.
Okay, is it in one of his books?
It's one of his books. That is the baseline for all nutritional supplements. It's a package put together, and he specifically put this together because back in 1957, they figured out how to rid pigs of arthritis. And he's mixed his veterinarian medicine with human, and it's an absolutely incredible concept.
Oh, okay. You know what? I've never taken vitamins or anything like that because I felt if I ate enough of the right food, like fruits, vegetables, fish, and stuff like that, you would get enough. Is that true? Or
In Doc Wallace's opinion, absolutely not. There's not enough vitamins and minerals in the ground. Excuse me, minerals. Plants don't make vitamins.
Yeah.
To sustain healthy life. Are you online with email or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I can get access to it. I'm getting ready to get my computer hooked on it.
Okay, well, Pauline's going to give you our email and a website of ours, and I can hook you up with a free cassette tape.
Oh,
okay. It's called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. It's phenomenal.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I was going to ask you about that, too.
That's the name of his lecture.
Okay, do you got something to write with?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm writing everything down.
The email is Herbs and Things. It's Herbsandthings.
Email.
At hotmail.com. I almost forgot it.
At hotmail.com?
Uh-huh.
Herbs and Things.
Yeah.
Herbs and Things at
hotmail.com. And then the website is www.herbsandthings, that's all one word, .com?
.org.
Oh, .org, O-R-G. We're going to have that changed here soon, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I listen to the show, so any changes you make, I don't miss the show at all.
Good. And you do have Bill's new website.
Yeah, I do. I wrote that down.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Pauline can tell.
When I was listening to it that night when he said about the tapes and everything being sent using the company in Canada, so I wrote that all down.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me go ahead and give that out to some of you out there that doesn't have it. It's William Cooper, or www.WilliamCooper, WILLIAMCOOPER.net, N-E-T.
Great.
All right. Well, this is Brian from New York again, and thanks a lot, and I'm going to go get these books, and I'll be emailing you guys.
I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'm going to turn the show back on.
Okay. Thank you, and you have a good evening.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was great.
Well, hey, we're going to... How about we just take a pause for a minute and play a little tune here or something, or another, what do you call it, a jingle? Bill, fabulous jingle.
All right, let me find one here. All right, here we go.
From New York State to the Golden Gate, in Europe and Asia, we sound great, the whole world loves us. This is the planet.
We got a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes. Can you give me Bill's mailing address where I can try to get the Atlanta interview for me?
Okay. It's I got a mailing address here. It's XL Studio Corp. It's EXCEL Studio STUDIOS Corp. CORP. Period. 29-146 West 3rd Street North Vancouver, V-A-N-C-O-U-V-E-R, B-C, Canada, C-A-N-A-D-A, and V, let's see, the zip code is V, as in Victor, 7, M, 1, E, 8, and that's only international money orders.
Only.
Only.
What was the number before the 8?
An E as in Ernie.
Ernie as in A, okay. And international money orders only.
Only, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good night.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All righty. Now, what are we going to talk about?
Well,
I know Bill was telling me earlier today how, since we're on. Or on his vitamins, Merrill, how a long time ago how his legs were hurting him so bad, and since he's been on or started taking Dr. Wallach's product, a lot of his pain is gone. I wish you guys can see what he looks like now. I don't know what he looked like when he was younger or back, you know, before I met him, but I tell you, since he's been taking it, I've seen a big change in him.
A bigger spark.
Well, that too. But, and I did, I'm the one, I don't know if any of you out there remember, but I'm the one that told him that there was a difference about him, and I couldn't figure it out, but he looks younger. Really, he really does. So.
Not that he's old.
Well, of course not. He's never old. We don't want him to be coming in here and getting me here. Okay, folks, I still need your help here. Tim and I are still staring at each other here.
We do that a lot. We love each other.
Oh, of course. The phone number is 520-333-4578. Give me a call here. Like I said, I don't have anything really planned for tonight.
This was definitely a short notice. I was just closing up the shop. We used to own an herb shop here in town, and I sold it to somebody, and I'm helping them get through the jitters of opening up a new shop. But she came in there. I was expecting to go home and take a shower, and you're going to do the show. You're kidding. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time, ever since I met Bill. First time I took a peek in the studio, and yeah, I can see where he likes doing this.
Yeah. Well, we got a caller.
Hey, we got one.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a question for you folks.
Okay.
There are a lot of people advertising colloidal gold and colloidal silver, and it seems to me that those heavy metals, which they are not good for the system. And just like mercury poisoning, it seems like you may have gold or silver poisoning, taking a lot of that colloidal gold or colloidal silver. Do you have any comments on that?
I'll let Tim answer that one. I'm not too familiar with that one.
With my personal experience and some of the things that I've read, I've done some background check, and Bill's mentioned it a few times too. Colloidal silver is absolutely incredible for a topical application. Once it enters your stomach, the hydrochloric acid does something to the compound of the mineral, and it turns it into silver chloride and chlorates, and AIDS, I believe is what it's called. That is not passable through the tissue of your digestive system. So it can be toxic. Plus, it has to be at the right parts per million, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it can. Colloidal silver is very, very, very controversial, but it works. I mean, if I get a cut or I got a sinus infection, I just, you know, put some in a Dristan bottle and snort it up. And I tell you what, it works great. But I've never had any results personally by drinking it.
Okay. Would you recommend then the use of a colloidal silver generator? After all, you don't know what kind of size and quantity of silver you will get in your.
Okay, from some of the information that's out there, they say optimal voltage in making a colloidal silver substance is 30 volts. Buying all these ionic things and all these fancy machines that cost hundreds of dollars, it to me that's hype. That's a lot of bells and whistles. I made a colloidal silver machine out of 3 9-volt batteries, hooked them up in series, put two, one at each end. You'll have a positive and negative at the end because you hook it up in series.
Right.
And that, .999, three nines, silver strapping, you put it inside steam distilled water, and by golly, about 45 minutes, you have the right parts per million. You know, give or take a few minutes. It depends. You know, I think optimal colloidal silver shouldn't be really over 10 parts per million.
Okay.
I think you also can get copper. If we can get copper, sometime make colloidal copper,
remember,
that's just our personal opinion here.
That you got to have the purity of the metal. You know, you can make colloidal copper, colloidal gold, colloidal anything. All colloidal means is it's a particle suspended in a liquid. But a true colloid is 7,000 times smaller than a red blood cell. The best colloidal there is plant-derived.
Okay. What is the use of colloidal copper? I'm not familiar with that.
Colloidal copper, or just plant-derived copper, if you ever listen to Dr. Wallach's informational tapes and educational tapes, they tell you that that's what helps you get gray hair. Because the lack of copper, they found a long time ago that copper provides elasticity to your arteries, and that also causes aneurysms, ballooning of the arteries. And one of the first signs of a copper deficiency is gray hair, because you need that for pigmentation. I don't care if you got black hair, blonde hair, red hair, you have to have copper for that to work. And one of the first signs is gray hair.
Okay. Well, great. I want to thank you folks for filling in for Bill tonight, and keep up the good work, okay?
Well, thank you very
much. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Let's see now, what can we go?
Pauline's going to play a song, I think.
Yeah, give us a break here so we can figure out.
Got to wipe the sweat off my forehead.
All righty. All righty, we got a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. I was wanting to know what reference book you would recommend for, like, herbs and, a place like to buy them, maybe like Sundown Vitamins or something like that.
As far as books are concerned, I don't really like recommending books because I got my own personal what I use, and what I found is credible. You might find it different. If you're online, you can get on different websites that sell nothing but books, and there's a lot of herb books out there.
Do you recommend, like, Dr. Wallach?
Dr. Wallach is what I use. He basically plays with minerals and vitamins, and he's known as the mineral doctor. He does use some herbs, but he's found in his studies that everyone that dies from a natural cause dies from a nutritional deficiency disease. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, how do you spell his last name?
W-A-L-L-A-C-H.
I can...
Does he have a book?
He has many books, and he has many information, too. Let me give you a phone number you can call, and you can get, if you wish, you can get, like, an information packet at this number, and then go from there, too. That would help out in getting information for Dr. Wallach's products, you know, his books and his products. The number, pardon me?
Okay.
Okay, the number is 888-403-2405. Yeah.
Okay.
But not right now because we're not home.
right.
We're here. So after the show, you know, if you would like, go ahead and call that number, and we can get your name and your address and send you out an information pack, and then go from there. If you wish to get more information from Dr. Wallach's products.
Would you recommend, like, the Sundown Vitamin products, or are those good?
Well, I'm not too familiar with it. Tim knows something about them. He can go ahead and tell him, because I'm not familiar with that product.
This is my personal opinion, okay?
Yeah.
If it's in pill form, remember, it's most vitamins, it has to be plant-derived, where you just can't absorb them. I mean, it's literally impossible to absorb crushed rock. I don't care if it comes from soil, seabed, oyster shell, you just can't digest them. Very little. at best. I think Doc Wallace says once you reach the age of 30, 35, 40, your absorption rate drops to 8 to 12% with metallic and dim forms of vitamins. Same thing with minerals.
I see.
But we take colloidal minerals. And there are, like I said, there's a lot of them out there, but I've only found one that really satisfies me.
Okay, that's all I really have.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
You have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. Oh, I do want to say one thing. I want to say hi to Rocky and Maya and Jesse and Letizia and Luis.
They're our children.
Yeah, and I believe they're listening. I know Rocky and Maya is at daycare, so hi. My voice is going, so it's kind of hard for me to talk. It's been going off and on this last week, so be patient with me. We've got another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Pauline.
Hello.
Hi. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm taking colloidal minerals, and I was wondering, is it worth it to take vitamins as well?
Sure. Any time you take colloidal minerals, they go great together.
Really?
If you're taking vitamins, huh?
I'm just taking like regular drugstore like vitamins, nothing special. Is that okay?
That's fine. That's
it
fine.
Is?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. And also, is it actually worth it to take blue-green algae?
Blue-green algae has a lot of minerals in it. It has up to, I think, like it's like 10 or 12 vitamins. It has a lot. It's a lot of protein. It's like 62% protein.
Mm-hmm.
It also depends where the algae comes from. If it's man-made in a tank, I wouldn't take it. I like getting the stuff right out of a certain lake out of Oregon.
But since I'm taking colloidal minerals, should I take the blue-green algae anyway?
I can't tell you what to take, hon.
Oh.
But it also depends on what brand and where the minerals come from that you're taking. If I don't like knocking other products, you know, I've been working with herbs and minerals and vitamins for a few years now, and you find yourself burying yourself when you start knocking products. I know what I take, I know what I like, and I see results. And I was always told, if it works, don't mess with it.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Sure.
You have a good evening. Well, obvious. Folks, Tim's answering a lot of these questions for me mainly because my voice is going. Plus, he's more knowledgeable about it than I am when it comes to the herbs and stuff. I'm just fairly new into it, so it's kind of hard for me to answer your questions.
I'm helping her transform from medicine to herbs. Hey, we got another caller.
All righty. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Pauline and Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Since you're both registered nurses, I'd like to hear your opinion on the practice of baby mutilation known as infant circumcision.
Yeah.
I'll hang up and listen to your answer about that.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. That's a rough, tough subject. I'm circumcised. My children are circumcised. I don't consider it mutilation. Sometimes it's a healthy thing to do. It gets into religion and all that, That's about as far as I'll go. I don't see anything wrong with it. If you actually witness one, you'd probably say something different. But, I don't know.
Personally, me, I guess it's just really up to the individual. That's really hard to say because, like I said, that's really up to the individual and what they think and how they feel about it. So I really don't have too much to say about it. All righty. I hear Bill.
Oh, yes. Can I borrow your earphone?
You sure can.
I've got something to say about that. I sure do. I've got something to say about that. I think that the caller brought up a good question, and Pauline answered it absolutely correctly. How in the world can a little baby, just a few days after it's born, make an intelligent decision, or any decision at all, about what happens to his body? They can't, and therefore it's wrong. Because what you're doing is butchering the baby's body. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not telling you not to do this. What I'm telling you is, anytime you intrude upon any person's personal body, themselves, you have committed a terrible, terrible assault, in which if they were not able to make the decision or defend themselves, you've committed a crime, in my personal opinion. If a man wants to be circumcised and he's of age to make the decision intelligently based upon research and information, I have no problem with that. But taking a little baby who has no choice in the matter and subjecting them to the pain and the terrible trauma associated with such an event is wrong, in my personal opinion. And I believe that the Founding Fathers would have agreed with me. And so that's my opinion on the subject. Don't mutilate your babies. Let them grow up and decide for themselves based upon their own research and their own intelligent decision whether or not they want to be circumcised. And if you don't think this is important, why in the world is everybody so upset about circumcising women in Africa if it's okay to circumcise men in America? That's not only hypocrisy, it's the deepest depths of the most obnoxious, stinking bullshit cesspool that I can imagine. And if you're part of that, you better get out of it. How can you be against circumcising women in Africa if you're for circumcising men in America? So wake up, smell the coffee, and get real. Don't ever do anything to anybody without their permission, based upon an intelligent decision by them. Otherwise, you're committing assault and battery. You're mutilating them without their permission and with babies without even their knowledge. That's my opinion. And now the next question you're going to ask is, am I circumcised? Yes, I am. Has it affected my life? No. Do I remember it? No. Do I wish I had had a choice? Absolutely yes. And now I return you to Pauline and her radio show.
Well, thank you, Bill. No, he's right. I feel the same way, but like I said, it's up to the individuals, and if you want to put your child through that, then that's your decision. So.
And like I said with Bill's introduction to the show, we're nurses. Sometimes it's embarrassing. Maybe embarrassing is not the right word.
Kind of hard to answer.
It's a totally different mindset from going to traditional medicine and what we've been brainwashed to believe. And yes, you know, bandaging up a cut and doing a suture, this and that, that's great. That's nursing. Nursing is not what it was 100 years ago. But that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now.
And right now, me personally, I'm not working in any hospitals or any nursing homes right now. I do take care of Lula, which is private care, so that's not as hard as work, I guess you would say, or really, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say critical, but to me personally, I love doing private care. You get closer to that person and get to know him more about him. And
when Pauline first met Lula, you ought to see what Lula was acting like, how she was physically.
Bill told him a little bit about
it. Yeah, well, you'll be hearing more about that next week when Pauline gets all her testimonials.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air.
That wasn't very nice of Bill. I mean, here is poor Tim. He doesn't want to work. You know, he's tired and so on. And then he goes and says, I admit I'm a nurse, and yet I had my son circumcised. Tough decision. And then Cooper comes out of nowhere and just tears his head off by saying he's mutilating.
He didn't tear my head off. He gave me his opinion.
That's a terrible thing he did.
Well, that's your opinion.
I wish I feel terrible about it.
What's
the matter with Bill anyway?
Sir,
there is no problem here. That was Bill's opinion. Like I said, Tim has his.
What does the Founding Fathers have anything to do with circumcision? That's a new one. I'd really like to hear that explanation.
Well, when Bill gets on, then you can ask him on that one.
I'm sure he can find a correlation.
Here he comes.
I hear him. So maybe he can answer that one for you.
Here he comes.
Where is this fool?
Who is this?
Excuse me, fool, but the Founding Fathers were for freedom.
No, wait a minute.
No, no, no. You're a fool. You're questioning what the founding fathers had to do with this. What the founding fathers have to do with this is that they believed in the freedom of the individual. Do you understand? By the way, I've turned down your pot. The listening audience can't hear a word you're saying until I'm finished with my rant. Do you understand that? So you can keep on raving all you want. I can hear you in my earphones, but the radio audience cannot hear you at all. The founding fathers were for freedom, and I was not criticizing Tim's decision to have his son circumcised. That's his decision. It wasn't yours. It wasn't mine. The opinion that I gave was my opinion. It's what I believed. And you can't take a hint. I told you your pot was turned down. You should have shut your mouth and listened to me. And then when I was finished, I would have turned up your pot and let you answer me. But instead, you just kept screaming and raving in my ear. And so I hung up on you, like you deserved to be hung up on. Tim is my good friend. I would never publicly embarrass Tim, ever. What I said on this microphone was my personal opinion on the matter, and I prefaced it with that fact. I also said that what you do is your business. Now, let me tell you something else. If you believe that it's okay to take a young child and chop off his third finger because of your religion, and that it's okay, and that any criticism of that act is bad, then you, sir, are the fool that I called you when I came in here. You are the fool. You will always be the fool. You will not only be the fool, but you will be the subject of future revolutions. And with that, we're out of time. I want to thank Tim and Pauline for...
My pleasure.
Pauline, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
And they will be back. Pauline works with me, and she will be doing a lot of future broadcasts, and I hope Tim will come in and help her out with some of those also.
I kind of hog it, but I like it.
And so, that's it, folks. Good night, and God bless each and every single one of you. Annie, Pooh, and Allison, good night. I love you. I miss you. I can't stand being away from you. And for all the fools in the world, someday you will get your comeuppance, I hope.
Have the fun and the lights down low. Listen to the radio. Love is on the air tonight, and it's on the coast to coast. Look up. Love is everywhere tonight. You better look your cozy up. Look up. Each station throughout the nation will have a song coming through. So if you step with the major network, we'll get a home for you. You.
You might sound like Queen to her,
but suppose she likes Rudy Valley.
It's so great, the most I do not get better than you. Why did you care? Help your brothers on the air tonight.
I hate fools. Can't stand them. Can't stomach them. Won't even sit at the same table with them. Not for 10 seconds long, ladies and gentlemen. I ended the broadcast a little early tonight simply because that was the place where it should have ended. And nobody should ever forget that conversation. Nobody. Period. I don't care who you are. Nobody should ever end any conversation on that subject without a debate on freedom. Now, I'm going to get some letters from people who are going to say, I'm Jewish, and this is our religion. Remember how I prefaced what I said tonight. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, only telling you my opinion. If you're Jewish and you wish to participate in something like that with a small child who has no decision in the matter, and if that's your religion and you think it's okay, you will ultimately answer to God for that. Just like my parents will for having inflicted that on me when I was a little baby. Or any other parent who has done such a thing. Many of you are all involved in this. Oh my God, they're mutilating the women in Africa. They're circumcising their clitoris. And I'm going to get some letters because I said clitoris on the air. Oh, how dare I say that? But you're all a bunch of hypocrites. You're liars. You can't even sit down and confront your own inadequacies. How dare you do that? In the first place, how dare anybody inflict any kind of mutilation on anyone, whether it's women in Africa, young girls in Africa, young men in Israel, young men in the United States of America, young ladies in British Guiana. Who cares? It's mutilation. It's wrong. And without the permission of the person upon which you are committing that mutilation, it is a crime. I don't care what you've been taught. I don't care what your rabbi tells you. I don't care what the doctor tells you. I don't care what your tribal chieftain tells you. I don't care. And you can call this radio show and rail all you want to and prove what a mental midget you are. I will literally, verbally, over the airwaves, chop you into, crucify you, tear you to pieces on such subjects, on such stupid, ignorant, vicious subjects. The man who called this broadcast tonight was a mental midget, a fool. A fool. The moment I heard him call in, I knew this is a fool. And so, I let him know that. You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager. Stay tuned now for All Oldies Most of the Time.